Hello, this is Magdalena with the Alexander Technique tip number 13, which today is on waiting. We wait a lot in our lives. You wait a lot. You wait in doctors' waiting rooms. You wait in hospital waiting rooms. You wait in supermarket queues. You wait in the corner shop to get the shopkeeper's attention whilst they are happily chatting to someone else who has already finished their shopping, and you wait. You wait for a bus. You wait for a train. You wait sitting on a train that is stuck. You wait for the train to get going again. You wait for a phone call. You wait to get through to someone, a person, when you are making a call to the gas board or to BT or the tax office or to your local GP surgery. You wait for the kettle to boil. You wait for spring to come. You wait for Christmas. You wait for bonfire night. You wait for God knows. Waiting seems to be quite endless whilst we wait. It seems to go on forever when you wait. But waiting also gives you endless opportunities. And then you ask, whatever for? Opportunities for what? Well, whilst you wait, you could practice doing something different from what you usually do when you wait. So what do you usually do when you wait? Usually, you get impatient, you get angry, you get tense, you get frustrated, agitated, worried, anxious. You maybe even breathe faster, you clench your fists, you frown, you change the way you hold your shoulders, you basically, you do things that make absolutely no difference about the situation. And all these things do is making you feel worse. Okay, the kettle doesn't boil any faster if you get angry, or the train is not going to arrive any earlier if you feel frustrated. Absolutely no difference it makes. But it makes a huge difference for you. How you feel, what you do with yourself. So what could you do instead? Well, you could stand. You could just practice standing. Or if you sit, you could practice sitting. And then you could practice looking into the distance, looking close up, looking around you to take in the panorama, looking at the people, the sky, the clouds. Oh, you could practice listening. You could listen to sounds close up, far away, people talking, the traffic rushing past, the ticking of the clocks. Or you could listen to the humming of the fridge in your kitchen, or children playing in the park outside. Or you could practice smelling the air, sniff the weather, see whether it smells of rain or of dry weather, smelling the spring, smelling the traffic. You could just practice being there, just trying not to change all the things that you can't do anything about. Just standing with both of your feet and your shoulders relaxed and your breathing calm. Just try not to change the world or yourself. Just leave the world to itself and leave yourself alone and see whether you can release any of that tension that you've been building up whilst you've been rushing around, when you never get a moment to stop. Well, now, whilst you're waiting, is your chance. Your chance to stop for a moment. So take that chance.